Thank you very much for being here. We love having you for these Wednesday night Bible studies. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, we are introduced to the wonderful, wonderful friendship between David and Jonathan. These two guys, they were BFFs. They were best friends. And it's a lovely relationship. It's lovely friendship. Platonic friendship is all that it is. And it's a very lesson-packed friendship. As we are focusing on 1 Samuel, I want to do some preaching and some studying on this friendship. It's a wonderful friendship. In chapter 19, one chapter later, 1 Samuel chapter 19, we learn that the then King Saul, because of his out-of-control jealousy against David, wants to kill David. So Saul gathers a lot of people and tells them his desire to kill David. Now guess who was there? Jonathan, David's best friend, was there. Why was Jonathan, David's best friend, there? Well, because Jonathan, David's best friend, also was King Saul's son. Awkward, right? So Jonathan's dad wants to kill Jonathan's best friend. And in 1 Samuel chapter 20, Jonathan concocts a plan that saves the life of his best friend David. There's a lot of learning in here, but we'll keep it short. You are not your parents. Out there in the world right now, there are a lot of parents who want their children to be just like them. Saul wanted Jonathan, his son, to be just like him. We have to choose for ourselves. We're not just like our parents. And we are not necessarily going to believe things, see things, do things just like our parents. We're different from them, and that's okay. In this case, the fact that Jonathan was different from Saul saved a man's life. Well, that's really good. And so we have to choose our own path. There's a way that our parents want us to go. There's a way that the world wants us to go. We could go deeper into this and talk about our friends. We're different from our friends too. There's a path that our friends want us to take. But we're not any of those people. Jonathan was not his dad. Jonathan was not any of the men of Israel. Jonathan was not even David. Jonathan was Jonathan. And he made his own choices. And we right here, right now, are making our own choices. And before this service comes to a close, we want to tell you about a choice you need to make regarding your soul. It is a decision to obey God's plan of salvation so that your soul can be saved. You can do that tonight by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized. Many here on these Wednesday night services have already done that, but still, it's important to go over those steps. Not all have obeyed them, and we want to remind them, and we also like reminding ourselves what those steps are, so that we can be prepared out there in the real world when situations may present themselves. But around here tonight, a lot of us have heard, believed, repented, confessed, and been baptized. That is wonderful. We need to make sure that we are being faithful to God, loyal to God, just as Jonathan and David were loyal to one another. Now, there are so many lessons to unpack from their friendship. But tonight we want to focus on a different relationship. That is our relationship with God. How is it? Jonathan knew that he could trust in David. David knew that he could trust in Jonathan. You know that you can trust in God. I know you know that. Does God know that he can trust in you? God has your back. Do you have God's back? Do you represent the Lord when nobody else will? As a Christian, that is our duty, that is our responsibility, But I also want you to think about it tonight as our privilege and our honor. If your relationship with the Lord is not what it needs to be, for any reason that we can assist with, we are happy to do so. While we stand and sing this invitation song, won't you come?
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.